the way God wants us to go tonight. Whatever you're needing tonight, I want you to get your faith up. I want you to believe God for whatever it is, wherever your life is deficient. Maybe it's something that you need to change or you need changed in your life. You know that there's something in your life that is holding you back in your walk with Christ. This is a night to get set free of that. Maybe there is sickness in your body. This is a night to be healed of that. Maybe there's some kind of a trouble or situation that you have encountered recently. This is a night to be delivered of that. And I want you to understand that if you leave this place and you hadn't seen something immediately already have taken place, don't let that discourage you. Because anything that happens on earth first must be decreed out of heaven. And God begins working a long time before we see it. And sometimes He makes it real quick, and sometimes it's a progressive thing. But do not let that discourage you. There's a scripture that I want to read. I'm going to share with you a few different scriptures tonight. They all tie together, and they're in the Psalms. So if you have your Bible or a pew Bible there, you might want to find it, and I'll just let you stay seated for right now. But Psalm 40. I'm going to read a few verses. Then we're going to pray for just a moment and invite Holy Spirit to be with us. And then we're going to sing some, and we're just going to worship the Lord for a little while. Psalm 40, it says, I waited patiently. You hearing that? You need to get this now. You don't need to miss a word. Everybody say I. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. You know, we have to wait upon the Lord. You know, God is God all by Himself. We can't just tell God, all right, God, you've got to do this, and I want it now. You know, like a spoiled kid would say to a parent. Don't work that way. He's God. You have to tarry with Him, and you have to wait upon the Lord. And so He said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. In other words, the picture there is God, I waited on you, and I called out to you. I was calling out to you, and after some time, you leaned over to listen real close. And He inclined unto me and heard my cry. The next verse says, He brought me up also out of a horrible pit. You know, when you're going through trouble or trials, it's like being in a pit, isn't it? There's no way to get out that you can see. You're stuck. And every day it's like that movie Groundhog Day. You wake up and it's like, Lord, hey, it's me again. I'm still in the same mess I was in yesterday. I still got the same addiction I had yesterday. I still got the same trouble yesterday. I still have the same people attacking me I had yesterday. I still have the same sickness I had yesterday. I still have the same bondage. I still have the same trouble. God, it's me again. And you feel like you're in a pit and you just can't get out. Anybody ever felt like that? I mean, like Groundhog Day. You know the movie Groundhog Day. Every day he relived Groundhog Day. And it's kind of like that. And He says, but He brought me up out. Not only did He hear my cry, but it says He also brought me out. Everybody say, I'm coming out. Say, my family's coming out. My church is coming out. My family's coming out. My church is coming out. And I'm coming out. In Jesus' name. So it says He brought me up also out of the horrible pit and out of that old miry clay. It's so boggy in there. And He set my feet upon a rock. Can you imagine how good that felt to be standing in mushy mud for so long and finally you get to stand on dry ground? But this isn't just any rock. This isn't just any ground, Ashley. This rock is Jesus Christ. And when everything else is sinking sand and every other house is falling that's been built on the sand, when you plant your feet on the rock of Jesus Christ, the wind can blow, the rain can fall, the devil can bring all hell with him, but he cannot knock down you and your house in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He set my feet upon a rock, and look then, and he established my goings. It's like a child that has been injured. And the child is injured, and they're calling out to God. They're calling out, Daddy. And that's what the word Abba in the Bible means. It means daddy. If you've ever heard Jewish children that speak Hebrew, they don't say daddy. They don't speak it either. They say Abba, 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 Abba. And it's when we say, Daddy, Daddy, I'm hurt. Daddy, help me. And we wait patiently. And then he leans over to hear. And he inclines unto us. That means he's ready. He his heart's soft to us. He inclines unto our cry. And then he picks us up. Glory to God. What a good feeling it was. I remember I was lost in the Oglethorpe Mall. I was a little boy, couldn't find my mama, and I was crying and so worried and scared, and I didn't know what to do. And they said, "Where is your mama?" And I didn't know how to tell them. And all of a sudden, my mama come running across that mall to me. She saw me. She heard my cry. She knew her baby's cry. She knew her child's cry. And she picked me up. And I wasn't 5 years old, and I'm 53 now, and I still remember how good that felt. That's the way it feels when our daddy picks us up. And then he sets us out of that old mushy, wet, soggy mud, Brother Kurt, and he puts us on a good, strong foundation, a dry place. And then he determines, I'm going to bless them. That was mine. That was mine. And the Bible then goes on to say, and he put a new song in my heart. Even praise in my mouth to our God. Hallelujah. Tonight, everything can turn around. Tonight, everything can change. I believe that. I believe that. And I don't only believe it can, I believe it is. There's a difference between believing God can and even believing that God will and believing that God is doing it. There's a big difference there. Can means he can, but he might not want to do it. Will, well, he will do it, but when will it happen? Is means it's happening right now. And God is an I is God, if I can put it that way. He's I am. He's present tense. God delights in doing mercy. Hallelujah. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Brother Jamie, take it. Stand and sing. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. Remember I told you last Wednesday, come on into the Holy of Holies.
This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. And I desperate for you, and I'm lost without you. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you, and I'm lost without you. I'm lost without you. I'm lost without you.
Hallelujah. You, just keep playing that kind of soft. Just keep playing that soft. I'm going to let you. No, don't sit down, because then you won't get up and move if you do. I'll let you sit down in a minute. I'm going to let them sing this through one more time, but I feel like one of the folks, groups of folks we need to pray for are those tonight that just need direction. Everybody just bow your heads for a sec, close your eyes. How many would say, Pastor, I need guidance right now. I need direction. I don't know what to do. I'm being told so many different things. There's so many voices that are clamoring for my attention. I need to hear from God. I need to hear God's voice, because that'll be the way I need to go. How many would just lift your hand and say, that's me, Pastor? See, hands going up. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to sing this through one more time. And if you would like to be prayed for, you can come down for several different things. Now, this is like a buffet tonight. You don't have to just come one time, okay? But if you raised your hand and you would like to get prayer tonight, I'm going to ask Pastor Harry to come down and Brother Kurt, and we'll pray for you. So you just come down and we'll pray for you about this. Just make a line right across, side by side across here, a straight line. Anybody wants to come? Brother Keith, where is he at? Keith, you know you're supposed to be down here, son. Come on. This is the air I breathe. You come if you want prayer.
This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you, and I'm lost without you. And I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread.
Lord, let there just be absolute clarity now as your voice speaks, Lord. Let your voice come forth with clarity. Let there be a clarion call from your spirit and voice speaking to each one that are seeking guidance tonight. Let them know unmistakably, without a doubt, that it is you. Confirm it, Lord. Confirm it through your word, through others, Lord. And I pray that, God, your voice would rise above and be in a sound, a tone, a tenor that is different from every other voice, and that they would feel a deep peace come over them when they hear your voice, because your word says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. So, Lord, guide your children tonight. Give direction to those problems. Give solutions, Lord, the answers to problems that maybe have been around for years and been impossible to answer and to figure out. Lord, I pray for supernatural direction now by the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name, give the answer, Lord, now. Now, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We wait upon you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to let you be seated for just a moment. We're going to sing another song, and I've got a scripture I'm going to share. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I feel like there's some people that are hearing now clearly, and it's going to get stronger. And it's amazing how we get into a place where there's silence and we turn off the radios and the cell phones and the whatever it is, the static. It can be a person. We get away from all that you're going to hear it very intensely, this voice of the Lord. He's going to show you what to do. There's another scripture I wanted to read. I told you it's in the Psalm 40s. Look at Psalm 41 for just a moment. Excuse me, Psalm 42. I'm coming back to Psalm 41 in a minute. Please excuse me. Psalm 42. Just a few verses here. It says, as the heart, the word heart there is an old English word. It means a deer. As a deer. As the deer pants after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. The idea, and I tell you this a lot, is things that we learned in seminary and all, and some of it was useless, but a lot of it was good where we studied Hebrew and Greek. I'm going to tell you, so many of these verses, especially in the Hebrew, they're pictures. And this Psalm 42, verse 1 there, it is a picture of a deer that's being chased by the hounds. I grew up deer hunting with hounds down at the coast, Riceboro, Georgia. And you know, those deer, some of them would run for miles and miles and miles with those hounds chasing them. And those deer, they would just love to find water where they could get in and try and escape the hounds. And he says right here, he says, as the deer pants after the water brook, so panteth my soul after you, God. Can you imagine how thirsty those deer would get as the hounds are chasing them, pursuing them for mile after mile after mile? There's no rest. They know if they stop, they're going to be overtaken by the hounds and they'll die. And that's the way a lot of us feel, isn't it, from time to time. If I quit for one moment, if I let down for a second, the enemy's going to catch up to me and it'll be over with. And that's why we can't quit. The Bible says that we're to run with patience the race that's set before us. It says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. But you know, as we run our race for God, we get thirsty, don't we? There's times, I'm going to tell you, that my soul, Brother Brad, just gets so thirsty. Ron, I get a thirst on the inside. I could drink 10 Gatorades and it won't help it a bit, y'all. But there's something inside me that gets thirsty. Has anybody felt like that? I know some of you have told me I've had to miss church lately. I've gotten so thirsty. Well, you know what? That lines up with this word I had from the Lord. God told me at the beginning of the year, and some of you remember this on New Year's Day, He said, I want you to pack their mouths so full of salt. You can't make them drink, but you can make them thirsty. Pack their mouths so full of salt that they'll be thirsting after God like never before. And David, he had been on the run like a deer. He had turned his back on God. He sinned with Bathsheba. And God took his kingdom away for a while. There was civil war in his kingdom. His own family rose up against him. And he went on the run. And he was hiding. And he felt like that deer. If he stopped, they'll kill me. I have to keep going. But Lord, I'm so thirsty. Anybody there tonight, you thirsty? I feel like I'm there tonight. And that next verse, show what it says, Brother Lynn. Verse 2, Psalm 42, verse 2. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. Hallelujah. When shall I come and appear before God? Leave it right there. I'm going to tell you, there is a thirst inside of every child of God for the Father. That means to just have His presence. Not His P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S, but His P-R-E-N-C-E. Presence. His presence. And it says, for the living God. I'm so glad tonight we got a God that's alive. I'm going to be honest with you. I worshiped for years and years a God that just as well been dead. Because I was told when I'd pray for somebody to get healed, well, God might do it. We don't know. He's so far away, we don't ever see much happening around here. Well, this church is going to dry up and die. We're just going to have to close the doors. No, that's not the way it's supposed to be. If God's alive, He can heal. If God's alive, He's going to have children being born. If God's alive, people get encouraged. And you don't have to give away a color TV set to get them to come to church. They come because they're hungry and they realize that the anointing and the presence of the Holy Ghost is in that place. And there's help for them there that they can't find anywhere else. I tell you, I was a minister for years. From 1986 till 1996, for 10 years. Everybody say 10 years. Some of you, I don't know who this is for. There's somebody here. You've been stuck for 10 years. And you can identify with what I'm saying right now. But for 10 years, I went around with a thirst that was never quenched. I didn't realize that I could have more. I thought that God saved me and one day I'd go to heaven and then there'd be the resurrection and that was basically it. I didn't realize there was more of God to be had. But praise God, in 1996, 10 years after I was ordained, in my bedroom, 1:30 in the morning, at 1155 Pebble Ridge Drive, Jacksonville, Florida, with a gun to my head, I asked for God to give me more, if there was any more. And if there wasn't, I was going to pull the trigger. And I want you to know that in my heart, I didn't hear it with my ears, but in my heart I felt God said, lay the gun down and ask me for more. And I laid my gun down on the foot of that bed. I was going to blow my brains out. My wife had left me, run off with somebody in the church. I was so embarrassed. You can't imagine being a pastor and have that happen. And my daughter was crying and upset, and I didn't know what to tell her. How do you tell a little toddler that your mama's gone? And so I said, I just want to go home to heaven. I can't take this no more. But then I felt like God said, ask me to help you. And I said, Lord, if there's any more of you, if there's anything I don't have, I'm asking you to give it to me. And I laid the gun down. And I knelt down on the floor, a Baptist boy, old Baptist boy, primitive Baptist boy. And there were two picture windows, big windows in front of me, and a door going to the hall. Everything was closed. And another door going to the bathroom, it was closed. And when I prayed that prayer, I'm telling you, it was almost instantaneous. Within seconds, 2 or 3 seconds at most, I felt and I saw a light come in that room. This July 1996. And I saw a light come from under that window, from under that door to the hall, and that door to the bathroom. And I can still see it to this day. And it swooped down over me, Brother Charles. I'm on my knees. For some reason, I put my hands up in there. I'd always been taught, you don't do that. That's what Pentecostal holiness people do. You Baptist, son. But I throwed my hands up in there. I can't say I threw them because I gotta say it like I throwed them up in the air. And I felt something like a warm oil come on top of my head and start running down my face. I felt it. It'd be just like if I took some warm oil, not hot burning oil, not cold freezing oil, but warm soothing oil. I felt it. I was hurting so bad for 6 weeks, had lost 50 pounds. Every night when I laid my head down on the bed, the devil would torment me. I was sleeping about an hour and a half a night for 6 weeks. I lost 50 pounds in 6 weeks. But when I said, Lord, I want more of you, He did just that. He gave me more. And I felt that oil run down my face and down my chest and down the back of my neck. And I felt it run on the inside of me, Matthew. Have you ever drank warm coffee and you feel it? It feels soothing. Goes down into your tummy. Hot chocolate or something like that. And that was what I felt. But then I began to pray in the Spirit, and I had never done that in my life. And I come up from that floor. I don't know how long I was there. I might have been there 5 minutes. I might have been there 20 minutes. I don't know. Maybe an hour. I really don't know. I don't care. Because it felt like somebody was pouring liquid love all over me. When I got up off that floor, I didn't want to kill myself no more. I didn't want to die. What I had been so thirsty for, now I suddenly had. And I'm going to tell you, God is no respecter of persons. If He'll do that for me, He'll do that for you. Let's all stand. We're going to sing another song.
Do that hold of God's unchanging hand.
Let's do a soft one if we can, because I want to pray for some people about this. And I'll do it in just a minute right after this. Okay, would you, Brother Jamie? If you would like to have more of God than what you got, I'm going to ask you to come and just make a line across here. I'm going to ask the pastors to come back down. Just make a straight line right across here. And I want to pray for you. Face that way right there. I mean, turn. Yeah, face me. Yeah. Just a line right across here. Just make a line all the way from door to door if we need to. Two rows if we need it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's awesome. Hallelujah. Now just begin seeking God where you are. You start in your own way. Start telling Him, I want more of you, Lord. I want more than what I've got. God, I know there's more. there's more. I can have more of you, Lord, and I want more of you. And in just a moment, I'm going to come to each one of you, and I'm going to pray with you and lay hands on you. And I'm going to pray for God to anoint you with more of Him, that you be filled with Him to overflowing.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you restore every heart that is broken, and great are you, Lord, you give life. You are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord, it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken, and great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord, and on the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord, and on the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord, and on the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. And great are you, Lord. We need your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. Wind on the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. Wind on the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And on the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord.
Let's see it.
Is that your along with
it? Letting go of every single dream. Lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight. No matter what I face, you're by my side. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. Trust in you. Truth is, you know what tomorrow brings. There's not a day ahead you have not seen. So when all things be my life and breath, I want what you want, Lord, and nothing less. Truth is, you know just what tomorrow brings. There's not a day ahead you have not seen. So when all things be my life,
just drink the Lord in right now like you would a glass of cold water. Just drink Him in.
When you don't move the mountains, I needed you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't hear the answers as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you.
When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you.
Trust in you. You are my strength and comfort. You are my steady hand. You are my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. Your ways are always higher. Your plans are always good. There's not a place where I'll go you've not already stood.
When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you.
Oh, trust in you. Oh, trust in you. Oh, trust in you. My strength and comfort, you are my steady hand, you are my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. Your ways are always higher, your plans are always good. There's not a place where I'll go you've not already stood. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answer as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. Oh, oh, oh.
Hallelujah. While you're on your feet, we're going to do one more song that Brother Jamie wanted us to do, and then we're going to pray for the sick. And I'm going to give you a scripture in just a minute. But there's a scripture in the book of James, chapter 5. Glenn, can we turn those fans on in here? Hallelujah. James chapter 5. In verse 13, James 5:13, Lynn, if you could throw that up there on the screen. James 5:13 says, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms." You see, we believe in doing things by the Bible. Isn't that what we're doing tonight? We're praying for people that are afflicted with one thing or another, and then we're singing. And we're in the Word. Is any sick among you? Is there anybody here that would admit, truthfully, you've had some sickness? Come on. I've had some. Come on. Amen. Maybe the doctor said it. Amen. Amen. You know, you can just because sickness is trying to attach itself to you don't mean you have to take it. Amen. You don't have to receive it. So it says, is there any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him or her. And then it says, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. You say, why do we anoint with oil? Is it some kind of special, you know, oil, you know, that'll heal you? No. This oil represents the healing touch of God, the balm of Gilead. This represents the power of God touching a sick person or a person who's been told they were sick. And I want you to know, the oil doesn't heal. Look what it says heals. And the prayer of faith, you see that? And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. That means save them like they're lost. It means deliver them. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall, not might. This is where I still tell you I'm a hard shell Baptist. That's where they got the name hard shell, because they stood on the shells of the Bible. And the Lord shall, not might, not wants to, not could, but shall. And the Lord shall raise them up. And if he have committed sins, shall be forgiven him. Hallelujah. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. You know one of the great reasons some people don't get their healing? They won't ask God for forgiveness in some area of their life. Or maybe they will not give forgiveness. I've known of people that would rather hold on to a grudge than get their healing miracle. That's sad, isn't it? I'd rather be able to say I'm holding a grudge against old Willie or Susie or whoever than to say, Lord, I let go of it. I forgive them. I ask you to bless them, and I let it go. And now get healed. It says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if they have committed sins, they'll be forgiven him. Confess your faults, verse 16, one to another, and pray one for another that you may be healed. And then it says the effectual fervent. That word fervent, it means fire. The effectual fiery prayer. Not no sissy prayer. Not no wuss prayer. Not no little mealy mouth prayer. Well, God, we're hoping you might do it. No, it's a fiery prayer. It's a prayer from deep on the inside of you. And the effectual, fervent, fiery prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So we're going to sing Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. Put your hands together.
Time is filled with swift transition. Naught of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Let's sing that chorus now. Here we go.
Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Verse 2, Lynn. Trust in Him.
Trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if by earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to Him cling.
What are we gonna do, church? What are we gonna do?
We're gonna hold to God's unchanging hand.
Just lift your hands and hold it.
Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Verse 4, Lynn.
And when your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, fair and bright your home in glory. You're enraptured, so will you.
But you gotta hold on, you gotta hold on.
You gotta hold to God's unchanging hand.
I'm not ashamed to hold my hand up and hold his hand.
To God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
One more time on that chorus.
You got to hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Hallelujah. Give God a hand clap. Thank you, God, for that hand that holds me up and pulls me out of that horrible pit. We're going to let them play something, some music. Glenn's going to put on some. And because I want Glenn, Gene up here with Glenda. So, Lynn, if you'll find something really good and worshipful, it's kind of soft and slow. Glenda, you got a request? He's going to put something on. We're going to start out. We're going to ask the sick to come make a line across here. I may have Glenda to come right on up here, though, and I'm going to set down this chair. I want to tell you a little bit about Glenda while she's getting situated here. Sister Glenda, when I came here in 1998, moved here, she was one of the first ones to be new coming into church. Even though she grew up in this church, she had been going somewhere else with her then husband, and she started coming here, and she went through some trials and valleys, and she went through some of the same stuff I went through. And so she knows what that's like. She stuck with me because she knew I stood on the word. She wouldn't back me if I didn't stand on the word. But when I had people turn against me in this church, some even family of hers, right? Amen. She didn't go with family. She went with God in the word. And she said, this man's preaching the word. He's preaching the truth. See, some didn't like when I said, you can't go to the country club and drink like a fish on Saturday night and come Sunday morning and act like you all saved and everything. Something's wrong with that. And people got offended. I said, it's wrong to say that it's okay to be prejudiced. And I said, and I called that out, didn't I, G? And a lot of other things. And I said, the problem is that we need to let the Holy Spirit come in and take over. And so... that stirred up a hornet's nest with some, and we lost about probably a third of the church, but then God quadrupled and quadrupled and quadrupled. But she stuck with me through that. When they told me I went in to have a procedure done in Atlanta, had a heart cath. And while I was in there, they saw something with a picture that they took. And Brother Don Burkhalter had left the room, and Brother James and Gina, and I don't remember who else. And I was there by myself when this PA came around. And she came by, she said, oh, we want to let you know you may have lung cancer. And I was about, 38 years old. And I thought, my God, how can I have lung cancer? And I thought, I just had a heart cath, thought I had something wrong with my heart, and that's okay. But what you don't know is that the night before, she prayed through the night, and many others did too that she had called. They prayed for me. And then for the next 2 weeks, she prayed for me. That whatever was there would be gone. And when I got to Dublin, I said, I want to get it done again. They did another MRI. And what was there on the film in Atlanta at Piedmont Hospital, it was not there when I got to Dublin 2 weeks later. She's fasted and prayed for me when I had prostate cancer. She's prayed for me and been there for me when my little girl, it was just me and Hannah. And she knew I would drive all the way back to Jacksonville on Sunday night crying. She's prayed for me. But see, it's not just about me. She's done that for many of you as well. There's so many in this church that she's prayed for and lifted up. And she stood there for. And Brother Jamie has done the same. They have stood like a rock with me when the storms have come. And now it's time for us to stand with her, stand with them. And I want you to know, I know what God can do. Her aunt, Brother Tim mentioned it at Brotherhood last night when we prayed for you. Her aunt had 17 tumors in her head. She was going to have surgery the next morning in Augusta. But she stopped by here the night before. And we anointed her with oil. I don't even know if we used the right kind of oil, because we didn't know nothing. We just poor ignorant Baptist folk. We didn't know. I don't know if it's WD-40. I don't know if it was a 3-in-1 oil or Quaker State. I have no idea. But we anointed her. And I remember we rubbed it on her good. And then we just prayed. We didn't act crazy or nothing. We just prayed and meant it. There was that fire. You see, just because you're praying with fire don't mean you got to shout, though you can. There's nothing wrong with that. But there was an intensity, a realness, and we had faith. And she wanted to be healed, and she received her healing, believed that not only God could and that God was willing to do it, but that God was doing it in the present tense. And when they went in the next morning to do surgery on her, they opened her up, and then they closed her right back up. She was in recovery pretty quickly. The family was afraid for the worst, being that they must be inoperable. But when the doctor came in and talked to them, said, listen, she's back in so quickly because there's nothing there now. I know the picture showed 17 tumors where there's cancer, carcinoma, but there's nothing there now. That was her aunt that we prayed for. So we know what God will do for one, He'll do for another. He is no respecter of persons. We're going to pray for Glenda. And then I'm going to ask everybody else that wants praying for healing, just make one more line across here. And all the pastors, come on back down here. And Gina, I need you over here, honey. Brother Ronnie, she's wanting you to come pray for her. Who else you want to call down? The deacons, all the deacons, come on down. We're going to follow the directions of the Word. It says, if there's any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church, anointing them with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Ooh, he never will. Hallelujah.
He doesn't fall off of his throne.
That's all right. You just keep playing, sister. You're right where you need to be. Lynn, don't put on the song. Let Lindsay do this. And I want everybody to get your faith up, okay? And the way that, let me tell you how it feels when you pray a prayer of intercession. Come on, Leonard. When you pray a prayer of intercession, it's like your life was depending on it. Okay? It's like if you imagine that was Ashley up here, Brad, or Patty, that was Howie, or Joseph up there, and they their life was on the line. You pray with that same kind of intensity. With that same love in your heart, okay? That love moves God, okay? Hallelujah. Lord, we just come to you in Jesus' name. And first, Lord, we exalt you. You're a mighty God. You're wonderful. You're counselor. And you're the Prince of Peace. And God, the enemy has come to destroy Glenda and Jamie's peace. He's come to try and steal their peace. And steal their joy. He's a thief. And he is also a liar. And devil, we call you out tonight for who you are. You are a lie. And you cannot have any more power than what God grants you. And we say that our God is life. Our God is hope. Our God is healing. Our God is good. Our God blesses. Our God anoints. And our God delivers. And this is a year of restoration. It's a year of restoration. So devil, you're out of place. You're out of place. You're trespassing. You're in the wrong place at the right time. You're not even in the right year right now, because this is not a year of losing. This is a year of receiving and gaining. This is not a year of being broken. This is a year of broken things coming back together. This is a year of restoration. And so right now, God, we anoint my sister in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. And Father, right now, from the top of her head to the bottom of her chin, from the right side of her head to the left side of her head, in Jesus' name, Lord, from the front to the back, to every cell within her brain and within her head, all the way down to the tips of her toes and everything in between, inside and out. I speak healing. I speak life right now in the name of Jesus. I need some of you intercessors to pray for me. The enemy is attacking me right now in my back. I pray for healing. I pray for life right now in the name of Jesus. Just receive. You just receive. So in the name of Jesus. So God, right now, we say that the devil is a lie. And the devil, you may have wanted. You may have wanted, but you cannot have what you want. God says you cannot cross the bloodline. We plead the blood of Jesus over Glenda and over Jamie and, Lord, over Trey in the name of Jesus. And so, God, right now, we ask for a turnaround. We pray that when they get the test, all will be well, that there'll be nothing wrong, that they will be puzzled even, but they will have to say, there's nothing wrong with you, lady. You just wasted a trip. But we'll say she didn't waste a trip because she went and documented. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. So God, right now, we receive our healing. Just say, I receive my healing. I receive my healing in Jesus' name. I receive my healing in Jesus' name. I receive you, Jesus, my healer in Jesus' name. You see, if you receive the healer, you get your healing. I receive the healer, and I receive my healing in Jesus' name. And I thank you. Some of y'all just pray now. Some of y'all continue, perfect this prayer. Some of y'all pray in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name. We command this inflammation to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we got. We bring it on you, God, tonight. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. We love Glenda. We're asking you to heal her, Lord. Let there be nothing wrong. And give her and Jamie and Trey a peace right now that surpasses all understanding. I'm praying for a crazy peace that the world can't understand. A peace, Lord, that says, my God is able. And yes, Lord, let there be souls won to the kingdom, Lord. Let children be born into the kingdom now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Look at her. She was trying to lift her hands in prayer. In the name of Jesus. Little Jeffrey was trying to lift her hands and praise God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, touch this child. I speak this precious child, Jazzy. She's going to stand on her own 2 feet. And God, she's going to be healed. She's being healed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Bless my precious, dear little friend, my sister in the Lord, Jazzy, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. If you need healing, come on down. We're going to pray. Everybody that wants healing now, I need you to come all down now. Don't wait. Just stand beside Sister Bessie. Preachers, come on and begin praying now. We want to pray with Sister Bessie as soon as you get through praying for those you're with. Hallelujah. Just make a little line across here and